I'm ready for some entertainment. Hence, it's time for EB's entertainment page.
All right, Cakes. That's what I'm here for, buddy. Mm-hmm. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW. Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up with a sales assistant. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles online at BMWFairfax.com. And when you get there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. But they're going to hook you up. You're going to go over there, you're going to get some M&M's, you're going to get some nice coffee, you're going to get some pretzels, you're going to make yourself some nice snacks, and then you're going to look at the silly vehicle you're going to buy.
Very good.
Yep. All right, I'm just now seeing people are coming to Pedro Pascal's defense.
Okay.
After the backlash against him and Vanessa Kirby and all this handsy behavior. Haven't had a chance to read that yet, but I will. I will be reading that. I will say that the Gwyneth Paltrow video. I guess it was kind of a spoof on the for Astronomer. Did you see that?
No.
Where she acted like she was like the HR person or something, whatever, for Astronomer.
Is she trying to ride Chris Martin's Coldplay tails here?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody seemed to love that video, and I looked at it. And I'm like, okay, I get it. That's Chris Martin's ex, but I didn't find it.
Isn't she busy with the goop and selling the $75 candle? It smells like her silly.
I don't know. Did you like the video? Yeah. Did you like the video? Like, I saw the video and I'm like, my wife's showing it to me. Everyone's sending me the video and I'm like, yeah, what's the big deal? It's okay. I mean, it's goofy, but like, it wasn't funny. I kind of understand it.
No more spoofs of the CEO and his old bag girlfriend side piece. Okay. Yeah.
Kristen,
they weren't
come
funny.
On.
They weren't funny the first time, and they're not funny now.
I just didn't understand why everybody thought that was so intriguing.
I don't know. Hmm.
She wasted a day filming that, as far as I'm concerned. they're going into the background of that Kristen Cabot, and now they're trying to act like she's some party girl.
Cabot?
Cabot?
I don't know. C-A-B-O-T? Cabot? Cabot?
I'd go with Cabot there, but what do I know?
Cabot? Sure.
Sure.
I'm not going to fight you.
Who was her? Who's her husband? And who did he work for? Like Andrew Cabot, dude, or Cabot?
I don't know. It's like I can't remember.
I like Cabot better.
Is it some AI company?
I can't remember.
Or maybe she resigned from the AI company. Correct.
She had to resign from Astronomer. Yeah.
Okay.
She was the HR person, or whatever. But now they're trying to say she was some big party girl, and they're basing it all on because she was a member of a sorority. She was a DG. Back at Gettysburg College. And I'm reading this and I'm going, this is kind of mean. This is like not really that fair. They're just, because she was in a popular sorority, they're trying to portray her as like this crazy party girl.
You partied in college?
Yeah, I mean, I actually didn't think it was fair.
So she's a sorority sister with your wife, right?
My wife is a DG. My wife was one of probably the worst DGs, though. She was so busy with school, she didn't do a lot of party activities. No. Went to a few events.
A few mixer socials.
We went. I'll never forget. What is the one where they do the gun, the red, the you shoot people with
paintball?
No. With the laser.
Laser tag.
Laser tag.
You weren't into laser tag. I'm not surprised.
Whatever.
I did laser tag with my kids a few times. It's kind of fun.
Really?
It's kind of fun. The few times I did it.
That wasn't my thing.
I didn't know that D was a Delta Gamma.
Yeah, D was a DG. She was one of the worst.
Those were the fun girls at ASU.
At ASU? It was a popular sorority, I'd say, at Maryland. But she didn't do a lot.
Why do you think that I put that in the EP draft?
Did you know that D was a DG?
Yeah.
Drabby, my buddy's son's going to ASU next year. It was down to ASU and, Pepperdine?
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
I was going to say ASU and DeVry.
Hold on. Maybe I
knew that was
stupid.
Maybe I botched that.
Can't be Pepperdine.
No, I think Pepperdine. Maybe I think he wanted to go to Pepperdine. Hey, maybe he didn't get in.
Pepperdine has the most beautiful campus in the country.
Well, it's right there.
Now, I have
right
visited every campus in the country.
You visited like six
of the campuses. The problem is,
it's all up on a hill.
ASU and University of Phoenix.
View of the ocean.
Well, I know, but if you have to go, if you're walking up and down the hills, that wouldn't.
I'm
be
not
great.
Going there. I'm talking about like driving by it, how like picturesque it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's right on the ocean.
Yeah,
but anyway,
can't beat it.
He's going to ASU, and his high school girlfriend's going to JMU. I said, that's done, Scoop.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be tough.
I said, that's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Be very tough.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. You're realist. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad
that
you
was
did.
Probably
yeah.
stupid.
I'm glad you did say it.
Yeah.
They know.
They know.
Deep down, they know.
They know.
The Sydney Sweeney fascination continues. They've got photos and, I guess, video of her riding around on a jet ski with a mystery man.
Ooh, a mystery man. Who is this mystery man?
I don't know. Some buff dude. of course, the connection to what you do in American Eagle, we talked about yesterday, the ads. That company's taking a lot of backlash for it.
Oh, yeah.
So stupid.
Huge backlash.
Because of jeans. They thought it was some sort of, like, Hitler message.
So dumb.
I mean, that is quite a leap. That's a bigger leap than the space between the McLaurin camp and the Commanders.
I mean, it's
way
so dumb.
Bigger leap.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm. That's dumb.
Don't they realize they're talking
world.
About her big boobs?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. But it's working out for American Eagle, right?
Oh, sure.
People can complain all they want. It's working out for them. The stock's up. So is she going to come out with her own like line of jeans? Is that what it would be? Or
no, I think she's just wearing the
just
American
endorsing
Eagle,
whatever they have.
And her, you know, the bit is she's got good jeans.
Right, because she got nice jugs. So what is the Sophie Cunningham story? You know, Sophie Cunningham, her star, I had no idea who she was prior to this, like sticking up for Caitlin Clark a few weeks ago. But she's getting a lot of run, and she's wearing a Hot Girls Eat Arby's t-shirt after doing a food review.
A lot of different ways with that messaging.
Yeah, again.
I mean, I think she's going the way everybody's thinking.
You know what?
Messaging.
It is kind of ridiculous that she looks the way she is and she's in the WNBA.
Just being as hot as she is?
Yeah. I mean, she looks like a freaking supermodel.
Yeah. Pretty girl.
I mean, you won't find anybody hotter in women's sports than Sophie Cunningham.
Really?
That's who's elite. Hotter?
I don't know, but I think that we found a few.
There's
pretty
be some,
hot ones.
Like maybe some tennis
like
players.
Eastern
that I like.
European tennis player we're unaware
all right,
of.
But she's,
that's a leap.
Livy Dunn.
I like Dunn, Sophie better. She's taller.
I don't even think she's. I think there's some mind tricks going on.
Yeah.
What is this AI?
I'm with you.
No, sleight of hand. She's wealthy now, and she has a good stylist. If you look at her pictures from, I don't want to be mean, but she's not like a knockout. If you look at her like rookie photos, she just looks kind of.
All right,
like
but
a
her body
tank.
Is absurd. Look at that.
I agree. I saw like a year by year montage, and it was not that flattering of Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah, okay, well she got hot. That's not.
She got better looking.
Yeah, she's got a stylist and money glow up.
Okay,
she got better looking.
You can get.
She's not the hottest woman.
She's not. That's
sport.
Crazy.
I mean, come on,
that's a crazy take.
No, it's not. I think it's accurate.
He does like the tall drinks.
I know.
Because he's so freaking tall.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think about our hot chicks eat Arby's?
Yeah, well, I think that's a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
The funniest WNBA bit is what happened in the Mystics Mercury game.
Yeah, the wig.
Over the weekend.
That is funny.
One of the Mercury players had. This is not even a joke. She had her wig knocked off in the middle of a play.
Right.
They stopped the game action so she could scoop up her wig and run off the court back into the locker room.
Right.
I guess a fan that was in attendance, because this game was here. It was the game in Southeast at Care First Arena.
Right.
A fan, I guess, was goofy on the fact that her wig came off. It was heckling her and the security.
They kicked her out. Kicked him out.
I don't even know the fan's sex or gender, but they kicked the fan out.
Well, what was funny was she.
In the middle of the
what
game.
Was funny is she just ran immediately.
Just ran, just holding it on
her head, right into the locker room.
I mean, it was just a comical scene. It's pretty funny.
Hmm.
A lot of WNBA in the EP.
I didn't know that you could actually play professional basketball with a wig. Like it's kind of hard to fathom.
She was.
Yeah.
And she was not happy that it got knocked off in mid-play.
Remember Michael Jordan's mansion in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
That was on the market for like a decade. Well, eventually he did sell it, okay? In December of last year, He sold it. It was a huge price drop from before, but still, the guy paid a boatload of money for it. Paid $9.5 million mm-hmm. for the 56,000 square foot mansion.
Yeah, that's absurdly big.
Well, now you can check it out. It's on Airbnb. It's across 7.5 acres. The home boasts 7 bedrooms, 17.5 bathrooms, mm-hmm. a putting green, a fishing pond full of bass and bluegill,
indoor
movie
pool,
theater, cigar lounge, 2 300-gallon saltwater aquariums. And you can, if you want, you could rent it for a week, 2 weeks,
120
month,
grand.
100 grand a week.
100K a week. By the way, for a place.
Well, that would be for a company. Company would do that.
For a home that's 56,000 square feet, uh-huh. I believe was the number.
Yeah.
To only have 7 bedrooms seems kind of nubby.
Well, they're probably the size of this floor.
It seems just nubs. Like, if you have a 56K square foot house, you should have a minimum of 10 bedrooms. Minimum.
Yeah, but they're probably huge.
I mean, they are probably gigantic.
I mean, come on.
Didn't really take that into
they're
account.
They're huge.
So a lot of the square footage is the basketball court.
17 bathrooms. I mean, that's a little
square
bit.
They footage, say right. He bought the land in 91. It's probably a good investment by this mm-hmm. guy. They said he spent around $50 million building it. Mm-hmm. $50
million. Jordan or the guy
yes,
who bought?
Okay. Jordan.
Okay.
And he sold it for what? Nine?
Nine. Mm. Yeah. Huge bath.
I wonder how much his ex-wife gets.
Look at how much Michael Jordan is raking in per year. And he's a billionaire. I don't think he really cares.
Yeah.
I think he's okay.
I was, I don't want to say the neighborhood, but I was telling Jason during the break that I saw some video online of where it was like an AI-generated video, so you have to take it for what it's worth. But they were talking all about Jaden Daniels and his mm-hmm. rise from high school to college and here with the in the NFL. And then somehow in the middle of it, they started mentioning the home he bought in Virginia.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a beautiful, modern home. Mm-hmm. I think it said it had 16-foot-high ceilings.
Okay.
They had a bunch of pictures of it. Looked very, very nice. Jason was disputing where it may be located because he heard a different neighborhood than the neighborhood I said.
I don't want to say the neighborhoods.
Yeah, but, I don't want to say it either.
But there's a certain part of where I said he lives where you can be inside the gates or outside the gates.
Yeah.
And the houses outside the gate are a little bit smaller than the ones inside the gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's in that development, but outside the gates.
I don't think it's an enormous home. It only sits on 0.4 acre. Right, so it's on less than half an acre.
It's probably 6,000 square feet, 7,000 square feet.
I mean, it's a
he just needs room for him and his mom.
It's just him and his mom, right? Yeah, I
mean, well, they said the mom often hosts barbecues and stuff in the backyard.
Right.
Looked like they had a beautiful, I mean, it's a beautiful modern
home.
I'm
sure it is.
No doubt about it. Joy Taylor is breaking her silence on claims she's quitting sports media after the Fox Sports firing.
No, I don't please, don't let her quit sports media.
I don't know if there's a huge clamoring for her. I do remember Drabby said that Gilbert Arenas said he's been trying to get her to maybe co-host or whatever at one of his pods. But I guess she's going to announce shortly whatever she's going to do, and it could be sports, could be non-sports, whatever. Because she's got her own podcast, and I think she talked about how she wants to have sex all the time. On it a few months ago.
Okay.
You brought that up recently.
Yeah. True story. I guess they're going to have... Do you have details on the Ozzy funeral?
I have not heard one thing
they're
about his funeral.
They're going to do some sort of public thing.
Okay. Makes sense. I mean, he's a huge star.
And I don't know what they're going to do about Hulk. What are they doing about Hulk?
I haven't heard about his details either.
You saw Ric Flair, like, crying. Like, he did something on social media or, you know... Where he's crying, he's like, he could be next. No kidding, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, Ric Flair is not young.
And Ric Flair, though, he's not a huge guy, right? He strikes me as like a stocky, shorter
like
guy.
About six feet tall, maybe?
He's 6 feet?
I would guess around 6 foot, 6'1". Yeah.
He looks brutal.
Yes. Well, I mean, he's taking a lot of bumps in the ring. He's led a tough life.
So I think, yeah, he's got bad ticker, too, and all that stuff.
He almost died in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
He was listed at 6'1", 240.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Did you watch Bubba's breakdown of Hulk's death? It was kind of interesting. He blamed the whole thing on Hogan's schedule. He blamed it on two things. Getting divorced from his second wife. Mm-hmm. He said he should have never done that. That woman
he said
was
she
like,
was great for him.
She was great for him, salt of the earth, the best thing that ever happened to him. He said, don't know why they got divorced, but they did. And he went downhill after that divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing was that Hogan was obsessed with promoting his beer and his restaurants and everything. And he was flying nonstop. Mm-hmm. The doctors told him to slow down.
Like Kevin McCarthy back in the day.
Yeah.
Just flying.
I
know.
I think like 4 different cities a week. I saw him mention it. Made it seem like he's like drinking a lot.
Well, he was promoting a beer.
Yeah, if you have your own beer
he has
brand,
his own restaurants and bars. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he was.
He strikes me as a guy who probably drank a lot of beer in his day.
Didn't we do the story? Didn't we talk about that, like, even during his wrestling career, that he was just pounding, like, cases of beers on nights he was wrestling? Like, before he'd even go out and wrestle, he was pounding beers back in the locker room.
Sure.
You know?
Hmm.
But he took his vitamins.
Probably took his vitamins and his steroids. All that stuff. All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained you, buddy.
You did. You entertained everybody. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 9:15, we'll be joined on the show by David Sampson from the Nothing Personal with David Sampson podcast. He's a former Marlins exec. He's coming up on the show at 9:15 here on The Junks.